I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I remember when one of my daughters was very young. She came home from kindergarten bursting with excitement. She'd heard the story of Jesus and the woman at the well for the very first time at school. In John 4, Jesus tells the woman about living water, the kind you drink, and then you're never thirsty again. When my daughter heard this story, she took it quite literally. "Dad, there's this water you drink, and then you never have to drink again. I think we can only get it in heaven, though. But isn't that going to be awesome?" I just smiled. She wasn't old enough yet to understand the concept of a metaphor, and I didn't want to rain on her parade. I liked how excited she was about this gift Jesus was going to give. There was something precious about the way she latched onto it. In fact, the Samaritan woman in the story seemed excited as well. She said, "Sir, give me this water." Jesus, and most of the people where he ministered, understood life in the desert. Water is a precious commodity. You have to work a lot harder for it in the desert. It's rare, and it's crucial for your survival. Thirst is a visceral word. Human beings understand what it means to thirst. And if you lived in the desert back then you really felt the weight of your thirst. A spring of water, like an oasis in the desert, was an extremely valuable source of life around which everyone would gather to be satisfied and sustained. Later, in John 7, Jesus attends a week-long festival in Jerusalem. As he teaches the crowds, a dispute arises among them because of his teaching. Some of the religious leaders were angered by what he said. Many doubted he was even in his right mind, and still others were intrigued. They wondered if perhaps this man was more than a rabbi from a backwater town. What if he was actually a prophet? Verse 37 begins, "On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, 'Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.' By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive." I wonder exactly what scripture Jesus was referring to here when he said, "as the scripture says." Perhaps one of the Psalms, or Isaiah 58, which says, "You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail." Imagine what that would mean to a nomadic tribe or a desert village, a source you can always count on, waters that do not fail. This was a rich promise that God would sustain and satisfy the needs of his people. And according to John, Jesus takes this image and applies it to the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit whom those who believed in him were later to receive. John is writing this gospel after the events of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. In the moment when Jesus stood up at that festival, it's unlikely anyone knew he was talking about the Holy Spirit. This revelation happened later, and John records it here because his narrative is building up to the gift of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the age to come. How do you experience the Holy Spirit in your everyday life? Do you acknowledge it? Does it even cross your mind? For the early disciples, the Holy Spirit was a sustaining force, like an oasis amidst the desert. He was the source that never ran dry, that satisfied those who believed in Jesus. And what's more, this Spirit filled them to overflowing. The very Spirit of God flowed out of the believers onto the people around them. Life leading to life. You know, I actually think my daughter had the right idea. There is a tangible source of life on the inside of us, and we're supposed to be excited about it. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're not thirsty for purpose or truth or love because we're filled up with those things. So much so that what we have spills out onto others. Take a moment to notice your thirst. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh today. Come and draw from the life-giving well inside you and take joy in the knowledge that this well will never, ever run dry. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.